Will you join me in prayer? Gracious God, on this morning when we come and celebrate your resurrection, we give thanks for the good news that is abounding all around us. We pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to the message that you would have us to hear, that you would challenge us to live as a people who have seen the resurrection. Be with the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth. We ask this in your name. Amen. When I was in seminary, one of the requirements for preaching class was to carry a preaching journal with me everywhere I went. We were told to keep it close by because inspiration could strike anywhere, particularly a good sermon illustration. Now, as a result of this training in seminary, I have become a terrible person to go with to the movies, to discuss a book over, or even to listen to music with, because in the middle of a movie, you will often hear me say, "That'll preach." And you just get lost in the train of the whole movie because all of a sudden I'm talking about how that's going to preach. Don't ever go with me to the movies. I'm continually looking for themes that will preach. And let me tell you, when you start to look around, you can find things that will preach everywhere. Last year, in the weeks leading up to Easter, I heard John Baptiste perform a cover of Blackbird on Stephen Colbert. And once again, in the middle of my empty apartment, I shouted out loud to myself, "That'll preach!" You see, this song has always been a hauntingly beautiful song to me. But the way that John played it moved me in a way I can't even begin to describe. I was in tears as I listened to the song. I listened to the song over and over through the rest of Lent, and I realized as I listened to his cover of the song, I was being Eastered. You see, at the start of Lent, I always pray on Ash Wednesday a prayer from Walter Brueggemann that petitions God, saying that asking God that we would be Eastered into hope and a new life. Over and over during Lent, I pray, "God, Easter me, Easter Southern Hills, Easter us into a new hope and a new promise." And that last year, Blackbird was the song that Eastered hope for me. Hear these lyrics. "Blackbird seating in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night." Did you hear it? Did you hear the Easter message in it? In our brokenness, we are called to arise and fly into a new hope, into the light of a dark black night. Hearing the lyrics, I hear something of Easter hope. In the darkness of Good Friday and the dark night of Holy Saturday, the song of life began to whisper a new melody, for the moment had come. It was time for Christ to arise. So once again this year, I found myself coming back to this song after leaving the dark sanctuary of Thursday evening after our Monday's Thursday service. So I went home that evening as I whispered the song to myself, and I did a little research on the song Blackbird. Paul McCartney states of the lyrics, "I had in mind a black woman rather than a bird. Those were the days of the civil rights movement, which all of us cared passionately about. So this was really a song for me to black women experiencing these problems in the States." He said, "Let me encourage you to keep trying, to keep your faith, for there is hope." As often as the case is with my things, he said, a veiling took place. Rather than saying black women living in Little Rock and be very specific, she became a bird. She became symbolic, so you could apply it to your particular problem. As I read the lyrics of the song and read the meaning behind it, I began to think once again, that will preach this year. But this time, something new bubbled to the surface. The song became Mary's song, that early morning as she walked to the tomb. You see, it was well before the sun had risen on Sunday morning when Mary began her journey towards Jesus' tomb to say her final goodbyes. In some other texts, we are told that she's going to the tomb to prepare the body. But in John, we aren't given any indication that she was headed to Jesus' body to prepare it. She set out on the road in the darkness alone to grieve, to mourn, to honor her teacher and her friends. I imagine the Friday night after Jesus' death and the Saturday night held sleepless nights for Mary. I wonder if she tossed and turned for the one who had loved her unconditionally like no other, the one who had taught her love and hope and promise was suddenly gone. And her life had taken a different course as she began to question, what will my life look like without him? Maybe she even wondered, what did it mean for us to follow him? And he died. Did we give up our lives just for this? I wonder if in her fears and anxiety and grief that weighed down with tears, if that's what caused her to rise that sleepless morning and go and seek out Jesus' tomb in hopes of being closer to him. I think as she walked down the road, she was singing a song of grief in the dark. Something had broken inside of her. So she did the only thing she could think of to do. She got up and walked in the dark to be closer to her Savior. As Lent began this year, I pulled a well-worn book off my shelf. It's a book by Barbara Brown Taylor, and it's called Learning to Walk in the Dark. I want to share with you a passage from the book. Learning to walk. Learning to walk in the dark is an especially valuable skill in times like these. Or maybe I should say, remembering how to walk in the dark, since the people of faith have deep pockets of wisdom about how to live through the long nights in the wilderness. We just forgot, most of us. The remembering takes time, like straightening a bent leg and waiting for the feeling to return. This cannot be rushed, no matter how badly you want to get where you're going. But here's some good news you can use. Even when the light fades and the darkness falls, as it does every single day in every single life, God does not turn the world over to some other deity. Even when you cannot see where you are going and no one answers when you call, this is not sufficient proof that you are alone. Because there is a divine presence that transcends all your ideas about it. Here is the testimony of faith, she writes. Darkness is not dark to God. The night is bright as the day. In the dark of that morning, I think Mary was learning how to walk in the dark with God as her guide. As Barbara Brown Taylor states, sometimes it just takes time to remember that even in the face of death, God still transcends all of our fears and thoughts. Even when Mary got to the tomb and found it empty, she was still trying to remember how to walk in the dark. As she ran into the darkness, telling the disciples that Jesus' body was gone from the tomb, she was still learning how to walk in the dark. When she came back to the tomb after delivering the shocking news, she was still trying to learn to walk in the dark. And when she found the angels where Jesus' body had been laid, she was still so caught up in her grief that her legs were still trying to get under her in the dark. And when Jesus appeared before her asking about her grief, the shock of Jesus' missing body coupled with her grief had knocked her legs out from under her. She was trying to learn how to get up in the dark. But when Jesus called her name, something began to happen in the dark. Mary, in her brokenness, flew into the dark night singing, for the moment had arrived. It was time to arise and sing a new song. It was time to rejoice in the resurrection. Tears of sorrow gave way to Christ the Lord has risen. He has risen indeed. So what does the resurrection mean for us today? In a Good Friday world that saw bombs and blasts around the world this week, including in churches on Palm Sunday of Holy Week, in a world where kids go to bed hungry, in a world where people are worried about walking down their street, not just in the darkness, but in the broad daylight, we desperately need to be Eastered. We need the story of resurrection to give us a different way of seeing and living in the world. We need to learn how to walk in the dark and find the resurrection hope to be able to proclaim that Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. We need to be able to say, I have seen the Lord in the face of violence, pain, and despair, and fear, and hatred. We need to be able to say there is a world that is opposite, that God demands and promises of us, a world that is opposite of this death-dealing world, a world that is of the resurrected life. Living as a people who have seen the risen Lord means that we have to learn to walk in the dark. It means that even in the darkest moments, we can rejoice in the resurrection. Because the resurrection calls us to plant our feet even more deeply in the reality of God who has a heart for justice. The resurrection tells something about God and what God has been doing and is doing in the world. God is in the business of reconciliation and is inviting us to join in the work to bring about shalom and share the good news. The death dealing of the ways of this world are not God's ways. For it is Christ who died, even more, who was raised, and who also is at God's right side. It is Jesus Christ who pleads our case for us. For who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will we be separated by trouble or distress or harassment or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? But in all of these things, we win the sweeping victory through the one who loved us. For I am convinced that nothing can separate us from the love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not death, not life, not angels, not rulers, not things present or future, not powers or height or depth, not any living thing that is created. Not even the darkness. The work of resurrection requires participation. It requires us to learn to walk in the dark and proclaim the good news. For after all, if we go back to our lives tomorrow as if nothing changed, what have we really witnessed this morning? What have we experienced? Remember, have courage, keep trying, keep your faith, for there is always hope, because Christ the Lord has risen. Blackbird, fly, for you were meant to rise in God's love, for not even this broken world can keep us from that resurrection promise. Let us rejoice in the resurrection. Christ the Lord has risen. Let's do it one more time. Christ the Lord has risen.